Public hearing on Claremont South PUD rezoning, etc.
Trish will make the staff report on that one.
Just a few brief comments, really. And good evening, everyone. Sorry. The town is reviewing, is considering three applications at the present time. We're processing them. And they are a petition for a zoning map amendment to an R10B3 planned unit development district, the application for a conditional use permit, and a petition for voluntary annexation of contiguous property. And these requests all pertain to the property that has been approved under a CUP issued previously as Claremont Phases 4 and 5.
This is not a modification, right? This is a new application.
It is a new application.
But
that's
it
correct.
Only affects two houses, right?
It affects the subdivision, the property that is the Claremont subdivision on the south side of the of Homestead Road.
Right.
And
so it's more.
So
than
this is Homestead. Claremont is on. Phases 1, 2, and 3 are up here. It affects this property down here.
Yeah. They're not built on.
No. The subdivision has not been, construction has not started on this portion of the development. But it is a new application because the part of the change of this, in this part of the project is to change the housing type that's being provided there and to move into the meeting the size limited housing requirements.
Does this application vacate the previous approved permit, or only if we approve this?
It doesn't vacate the previous approvals.
So that's in force until we approve this. And if we don't approve this, then the other permit still stands.
Yes.
Yes, okay. For this portion of the property. Yeah. And, of course, the piece on the north side is developed.
Right.
And we had received information a while ago about this potentially coming before us, right? Am I correct?
You did. You had there was a meeting, an affordable housing review meeting, discussion of the proposed changes to the development. Mm-hmm. That was held already. That information was shared with you. So there are these three petitions for you. They all involve public hearings. We provided some information. The staff's recommended a public hearing be set for May 22nd. The petitioner's applicant are interested in an earlier date, and the April 24th public hearing would be a possibility, although except for the fact that that's a meeting that's being held at Owasso, and so not part of your typical broadcast or videotaped public hearing. And it has been the practice for many years for public hearings to be broadcast and to be video recorded. Mr. Zinn, Omar is here. To perhaps offer some comments on his interests. We did, at the request of Alderman Coleman, provide the Zins with information on the cost of videotaping, the cost that the board has considered in moving the meetings as a result of the early voting taking place here at Town Hall. So we do have a recommendation, rather a resolution in your packet that would set a hearing for May 20. Well, it has a date that you could fill in. The staff, as I said, recommends May 22nd. That would be the normal public hearing date and would be the most straightforward for us. There are some issues, and I'm happy to go into details about some of the issues with an earlier date in April in terms of advisory board review and other scheduling things. But I'll just leave that for the moment.
Jackie, and then Mr. Zinn.
We're not. I'd like to see us schedule this as soon as we can. And the reason is that it's been a while since anything's been built around here. And there are people waiting for work, not just Mr. Zinn. There are subcontractors and carpenters and plumbers and electricians who haven't worked in a while. And to have a project that could be offering people work, to hold that up for a month or more because we're doing the right thing and having early voting, that has real consequences to people other than Omar. It has consequences to the people that he's hiring. And people have been particularly in that industry, believe me, I know, people have been low on work. I'd like to clarify that my family has nothing to to do with this, but I'm speaking of other people in the industry who I know. And we might think just a month or 6 weeks, but a month or 6 weeks when you're waiting to be able to start working is a long time. And I think the more we have that gets started, the more message it sends out that people are building again in Carrboro and people are working again in Carrboro, and that's good stuff. So
are you proposing we do it in April?
I'd like to do it as soon as we can. I know we have to do the 30-day notice to the planning board. I don't think everybody anymore, not everybody has school-age kids. I really can't see. If we went around everybody's breaks, we could never have meetings between the university and the public schools, you know? I can't see taking a hiatus every time one of them has a break. So I'd like to see it as soon as it's possible.
Michelle and then Lydia.
One of the reasons, though, that April 10th is in question is because we wouldn't have the advisory board's comments.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, April is problematic because there is a town holiday the day after the scheduled joint review meeting. We have polled the planning board, and they are available for that meeting on that night. We have polled the other boards, but we don't have responses back. We've also checked with the planning board about and the other boards about their availability for a mid-month joint review meeting, trying to move, you know, move the schedule as close as possible into May, if that were to be a decision. But we don't have responses from all the advisory board members right now. And I think that, and Mr. Zinn can speak to this in terms of what schedule they think they are on in terms of ready to begin construction. They don't have construction plan approval yet for the project, so there is another step.
Slows down.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm
totally
not wrong
agree.
In and saying that this slows it down.
No, we certainly recognize that and agree that we want to move things as quickly as possible.
Trish, so, are those timing questions solved if we did it on May 1st rather than April 24th?
Well, I think May, if other advisory board members are available, you know, either for the joint review in the earlier one in April or the mid-month, then there wouldn't be that turnaround issue, which results from looking at April 10th. I mean, the problem, you know, April 10th, we have the town hall's closed on the Friday. So we've sent the packets out for the hearing prior to the meeting actually being held. There are no recommendations in it, that sort of thing. And then subsequently, you know, you have the CBS
public hearing.
I'm
sorry, what does April 10th have
well,
to do
April 10th was a suggested date that
I thought we were looking at April 24th. That would be our normal public hearing.
Well, that's certainly a consideration. And again, the issue there is the fact that it's not being, there's not broadcasting and recording going on.
Could we tape it?
Lydia, and then.
Okay, so April 24th, I know that's the one that Dan kind of said, are they willing to pay to, and we'll hear from him in a minute. But my question, too, was about April 24th, if we had checked with Chapel Hill Town Council chambers. It's not free.
It's not available.
All right, and then just a final thought, that if we still were juggling around with all these dates, I know that it's only a week earlier, but May 15th is when our the public hearing is on the budget, and typically that's not really a long hearing. So, I mean, that would be a week earlier than maybe what we're looking at as a possibility of scheduling it. Mm-hmm. So,
and if that meant that joint review could actually be held in April or May for a May 15th public hearing, because May 3rd is the first Thursday in May. You know, there's obviously a week at least between the preparation of the agenda packet for the hearing and that meeting. So that's not difficult to meet. Preparing summary recommendations and so forth.
15th.
Okay. Omar, would you dare to
wade into this
morass?
Too much.
So thanks for welcoming me up here and listening to me again. Just real quick, backing up, I'll try not to speak too long. In October of 2010, I came before you and to take your temperature about this modification. We would have gone forward with a modification instead of a rezoning with a new CUP, but in order to accomplish the commercial zone, we had to ultimately create a PUD and a rezoning, which requires annexation. So there we are with the new CUP. You know, I mean, it's been 15 or 16 months, and you know, we're excited to move forward, and I don't blame that on the town of Carrboro. I mean, there have been some delays on our side as well. It's just a lengthy process. We'd hope to come before you guys in March. And the whole CVS thing got pushed to March. It's a controversial project, and it's ahead of us. So, you know, it's going to require a lot of time and attention. So then the next available date was, we were told, was in April. And then, you know, it was realized that the April date is not videotaped. And in addition, the joint planning meeting of April 6th is a date that I was personally trying to move because, you know, that's Chapel Hill Carrboro City School spring break. So my family was planning to drive down to Florida, and we're still planning on doing that. But, you know, I wanted to try and move that meeting, you know, ahead or back. But so we were told recently, within the last week or two, that the April 24th meeting wouldn't work because we didn't have videotaping capabilities. So, and again, I'm willing to, you know, come back on the Thursday in April 5th, I believe it is, to, you know, come back to be here for the joint meeting if that's what I have to do. I mean, you know, it's whatever I have to do, that's what I got to do. So I then asked Trish, I said, well, you know, how was this decision made? You know, well, we've got early voting, and now we've got, you know, meeting at OWASA. And I said, well, you know, does this meeting have to be videotaped? I mean, you know, I know I'm one of several people who watch you guys when it's my turn to come up here and speak. So, I know when to get here. But I said, Trish, you know, can we have audio feed? You know, can people just listen to audio feed? She said, well, traditionally we've had the video and the audio for the residents. So, if you know, maybe if they want to drive up here to Carrboro as well, that's they're aware of what's happening, they can do that, or at least they're aware of what's happening with the meeting. I said, well, can we videotape it and then play it back? And so we've gone through all these issues, and most recently she asked Alderman Coleman, you know, well, what are the possibilities for getting, you know, external video feed so that we can still get it over Channel 18, local channel, so everyone can watch it? And it was told to me today that it would be around $1,500. And so then I said to Trish, I sent an email to Trish asking Trish if, you know, is that $1,500 for the entire session, or can I just pay to videotape and feed my 45 minutes that I need? And, you know, we haven't necessarily looked into the answer to that. And, you know, I'm sure people charge a certain amount of money just to show up. And it might not be $1,500, but hopefully it would be less if I'm the only person that they need to videotape that night. So that's just where my head's at. That's a little bit of history of where we're coming from. And, you know, we have not received construction plan approval. We can't move forward with construction plan approval until we get the CUP approved. But we haven't modified any of our streets. All of our drainage is all the same. And, you know, we tried to keep everything pretty much the same with the exception of the lot lines in this modification of the plan to keep things moving. So I anticipate that our construction plan approval will happen quickly once our CUP is approved, and we're trying to handle a lot of the things with OWASA and other, you know, groups, so that we can be ready, you know, hopefully if and when we do receive CUP approval. That's in a nutshell. You know, I wanted to see if you guys had any questions or comments for me.
Well, I mean, the thing that strikes me is that it seems like we have actually a really good notification list for people who were interested in this project before.
Yep.
So there's a lot of opportunity here, maybe uniquely so, to let those people know about when and where we're meeting, and just have it on April 24th over at Owassa. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, you know how we do on these things. If it's non-controversial, we'll probably make a decision that night. If there's a lot of controversy, we'll probably need a little more time to think about it. So if there's a lot of controversy and it's not being held underneath the video cameras because we're at Owassa, then, you know, all the more reason that we might delay taking a vote on it until a later time. But otherwise, it doesn't seem like, I mean, I don't think we should be paralyzed every year by early voting.
Exactly. Let's do an audio tape.
Right.
And send out notification. And you've already had meetings with neighbors. It's,
Sim, what were you going to say?
What's the Orange Human, where we have the joint meeting?
The Southern Human Services Center.
Does that have video capacity?
I don't think it does. It does
have some capabilities. It still costs something, too, though.
It has a little more capability than Owassa, but it's not ready like Chapel Hill than we are. So it would be the same thing.
It costs money.
No cable casting, no streaming. Mm-hmm. It would be after the fact.
Okay.
Right.
I will tell you that we have met with the Wexford homeowners. And they prefer this plan. I think I can speak for all of them, saying that they prefer this new plan of single-family houses backing up to Wexford. That was all the feedback that we got.
Okay.
So what would be audio taping it live, or would that just be taped for later then?
I don't know whether it's streamed right away or what.
It's for later.
The audio is for later, too.
And I really support that because I really don't want the early voting for anyone to think it impedes our process, number one. And number two, you know, back in the day, you know, we didn't even have audio for public hearings here. You were either here or you missed it. And, I really think that, you know, having the audio or the streaming feed that can come in at a later point would be absolutely fine.
When I first started, we had people with clay tablets sitting with like little stylus that they pressed into
cuneiform.
Yeah. That was one of Mike's jobs. Yeah, he was. That's right. That's funny.
The chisel.
There'll probably be a blank screen. We could, I don't know what normally goes up when we're in session, but not able to video. If we could make sure that told the public where we are and what the agenda item is that we're
or that the audio feed will come later. Good point.
Yeah, all those kind of details. All right, very good. Okay, so I'll take that as a motion from Sammy.
Second.
And seconded by Dan that we schedule
the resolution saying April 24th.
April 24th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, that passed unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Omar.
Thanks, Omar. Sorry to disrupt your trip.
Is there anything further from members of the board?
No.
Okay. Staff? No. Okay. Is there a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I have to say
that.